Now, the online auction site eBay has become a way for millions to get rid of unwanted possessions and also to acquire all sorts of things that we don't know that we really need. But a ruling from a French court today may change exactly what can be bought and sold. eBay's been fined $60 million in damages in a suit bought by the luxury goods group LVMH, which includes Louis Vuitton luggage and Dior fashions and all sorts of other things. Well, the reason? eBay, the court ruled, has not done enough to stop trading in counterfeit goods on its site. eBay wasn't available to talk to us today, but the company has issued this statement.
If counterfeits appear on our sites, we take them down swiftly. But today's ruling is not about our fight against counterfeit. Today's ruling is about an attempt by LVMH to protect uncompetitive commercial practices at the expense of consumer choice and the livelihood of law-abiding sellers that eBay empowers every day. We will fight this ruling on their behalf. We will be seeking leave to appeal.
So what are the implications of this? Anthony Capstick is an e-commerce and internet expert. He joins us on the line from Manchester in England now. Anthony, is this a big blow to eBay?
I think it's a significant milestone, really, in the commercial implications for eBay. I mean, I understand that part of this ruling is that eBay didn't have the legal permission to sell LVMH's authentic products, and if that is the case, then that really does throw the cat amongst the pigeons, so to speak, because it means then that people would have to have permission to sell products, and that in a way sort of supports eBay's statement of anti-competitive practices.
So are we talking then about eBay having to change its entire business model? Because it has been based on just the sort of free selling of goods, hasn't it?
Well, yes, that's right, and it does have significant implication for them, and one would argue that the attraction of eBay is that you can freely trade goods from one person to another. If this fine is upheld, if in fact eBay challenged the ruling and it's upheld, it really does have implications for eBay all across the world, because companies in different countries are likely to take actions to protect the sale of their goods as well. This is just in France, of course, and there would be significant implications right across the board.
And beyond eBay, does it have implications for other companies?
Well, I think companies like Amazon, who have similar types of activity, not exactly the same business model as eBay, but Amazon, Yahoo, I mean, there's YouTube, there's moves there by companies to protect their intellectual property, and it almost appears as though the noose is tightening really around the intellectual property that companies are protecting.
Because we're sort of seeing regulation catching up with the freedoms of the internet.
Exactly. But I think although you know these organisations do take some steps to make sure that or to try and prevent the sale of goods, it is very easy to list your counterfeit goods with a slightly different spelling. You know, I've just checked now that this on eBay there's plenty of spellings of Prada with Pradaa at the end, you know, so this sort of thing is not easy for them to police.
Anthony Capstick, thank you for that.